This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour report recorded on Monday, May 20th, 2019. I'm Mark Boulanger. Behind crises such as global warming and the rise of authoritarian populism is a lack of brave, informed leadership. The solution is to help teachers educate the next generation. That is a central message being promoted by Education International. EI is the global union for teachers and other education workers. It has some 32 million members in 172 countries. David Edwards is Education International's General Secretary.
There is a general feeling right around the world that the planet itself is going through a leadership crisis, that at the root of the environmental crisis, the root of the financial crisis, the root of the education crisis, the root of the refugee crisis, is a leadership crisis. And what I feel is that at a time when it has become so much easier to communicate, people are trying to find opinions that support their own underlying convictions or underlying their own opinions in many ways. It's not a time particularly when ideas get challenged. It's a time that is very easily manipulated by a certain type of leadership, which is an opportunistic leadership that leans towards authoritarianism, that drives fear, that plays off of people's fears about the future, their insecurities about the present. And it tries to propose easy, if not completely false, solutions to the challenges that we're all facing. As we think about this sort of vacuum in terms of global leadership, and we think about all these different decisions and choices that our students have to make, that our communities need to make, that our politicians need to have the courage to make. But yet, if you look to the opinion pages, if you listen to the speeches, you find that there isn't really the kind of leadership that is anchored in the values and the principles that have gotten us out of the dark ages. I think there's sort of like an anti-intellectualism. People don't have the time to listen to deep or long analyses. They don't have the time to sort of try on different ways of thinking or knowing. And I already mentioned there's sort of the selective listening to things that support what we already, or the biases that we already hold. If you look around the world and you look at the crises and you think, well, if the politicians aren't going to be able to do this, the religious leaders aren't going to be able to do this. The young people are organizing themselves, but they don't necessarily have the structures. There are social movements that are afoot. Many are fantastic in terms of drawing attention to a given thing at a given moment, but they don't necessarily have the structures, the policies, the capacity, the legitimacy to transform those into action. The only profession that has both the wherewithal in terms of the legitimacy that they have because of where they come from, their communities, because they know people in their communities, the knowledge and wisdom that they have, because they know their disciplines, they know history, they know their areas, the way they can communicate because they've been trained in communicating and their job is basically to communicate and to think, to help people think and to question. But all of that anchored in an ethos, in an ethical frame about why we do all of this and how do we marshal that knowledge for the common good. And I think those are teachers. And more specifically, I believe it is the organized, unionized global teacher movement that needs to lead right now because we are so connected, you know, across all of the countries where we operate. We're in those communities. We can share what's happening with each other. We can speak truth to power. We can educate. We can dream. We can stand up and resist. We can organize, mobilize. We can vote. We can run for office. We can do a number of different things that I don't believe, if I look around the world, another profession or another vocation or another group of people that are solely committed to a singular purpose like we are, a couple of very important purposes. So it's really down to us. It's educators and their unions. They're going to have to take the lead.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.